Proclamation number 756, dated the January 25th, 1939. Veneration of the Virgin Mary. The birth of Christ. Jesus' life on earth required a normal birth. The deity wanted to incarnate himself in the body of a human being on earth. Consequently, this body had to have a natural origin. It had to come forth from the woman's womb. However, in Jesus' time, everything extraordinary was quickly explained as being in cohorts with the devil. A natural explanation was certainly searched for, yet if it couldn't be found by simple means, this very conclusion sufficed and thus gave countless people the reputation of being God deserters. Judging by human standards, Jesus' birth was likewise an act which lacked all preconditions, and, for this reason, the same explanation was intended to be applied to a virgin which everyone knew to be exceptionally devout. The extraordinary occurrences at the birth certainly struck many as strange, yet most attached little importance to them. And so only a small circle received the news about an extremely unusual kind of birth, about the awakening of a life which lacked all natural prerequisites and was therefore an event caused by God's will and omnipotence. This was subsequently exploited in a way that people used the figure of the Mother Mary to create a being which receives their veneration, devotion and love to such an extent that it detracts the human being from his most important task on earth, to establish contact with the Lord and Savior himself. This applies to the exceptional demands for intercession as well as theological devotion which lacks all justification, for the mother of Jesus was chosen as a result of her piety, but by no means aware of the immense grace which was bestowed upon her. She was God's chosen servant, and therefore only God alone deserves the honor, for all beings are his work. Amen.